You're here now making the most of this opportunity for concentrated, steady zazen. We are already well into this precious session. One person has already left. He left before session ever began. It was to be his first session, but I felt from the first, when he came to make his initial greeting, that he was not ready for this. His will was weak. Although he was about to jump into it, he was only half here somehow. He had something else on his mind, something that was bothering him a lot. If you come here of two minds, you cannot really do session. This practice, this session, has got to be the one important thing. So I didn't discourage him from leaving before session began. Someone else dropped out because they didn't think that their legs were up to it. It is not easy to do session. It's not easy to gain the opportunity to do session. And there was that guy who wrote and called ahead to ask permission to stay here and practice for 3 years. He had avidly studied and researched comparative religion in graduate school, and that's where his interest in Zen was first aroused. He wanted to experience the mind state that he had read about. He looked like a big, strong guy, but sitting through meals, sutras, sitting. It was the day after he arrived here that he came to me to say that he had to leave. He said that he could not have imagined such pain in his legs. This has been the experience of a number of people. They just weren't ready for it, were not ripe for it. Many have come from far away to practice here, despite the time and economic concerns. And yet almost no one from nearby comes to sit zazen, or to do, certainly not to do session. They look over here and see what we're doing as something that could not possibly relate to them. They can't relate to it. It appears to be a big waste of time just to sit and do nothing. They feel that there couldn't be anything real that you could harvest from time spent just sitting. There are so many people whose connection with Buddha Dharma hasn't ripened. Because the self is not aware of the self, people constantly fritter away important, precious time on so many trivial affairs. You're here sitting, this precious one doing. It has been said from long ago that there are three essentials for Zen practice, for those who want to do session, for those who wish to become intimate with Zen. The first of these essentials is the roots of great belief. Great is not the great of great versus small. The spirit of great is the spirit of the absolute, unwavering, that which cannot be lost, cannot be decreased. Bottomless, great. Great which is beyond time, beyond space, dependent on nothing, beyond conditions. Belief which is great. Faith which is this kind of great. belief in the true Buddha Dharma teaching, belief in the teaching of one who has seen thoroughly into truth. On this earth, in our world, the one who has seen through into truth completely, perfectly, lived some 2,600 years ago in a body just like ours, living as we live. He ultimately solved the great problem of human existence. Shakyamuni Buddha, the revered one, awoke to the truth in its totality, and he worked unstintingly to pass it on to us. Truth in its totality, nothing held back. So we chant, we pay homage to the world-honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha. We give our all over to Buddha's keeping when we believe in the teachings. If your belief is only partial, some of it you can accept and some you cannot, that's not yet great, the great that I've tried to describe. Belief, great belief, and moreover, the roots of great belief, the source, the origin, the foundation. Shakyamuni Buddha saw through into truth. He experienced truth, becoming one with truth. He became the personification of truth. So it was not a mere doctrine or an abstract theory. Shakyamuni Buddha became one and the same with truth, with life, the awakened one. The truth is taught by the one who awoke to it. We call the true Dharma. The chant that we do before each teisho, the chant called arousing the enlightened mind or arousing the thought of enlightenment, it starts out like this. I vow together with all beings from this life on throughout countless lives to hear the true Dharma. And when we hear it, we will be unable to doubt it. It will be impossible not to believe true Dharma. When we come into contact with true Dharma, we will abandon worldly ways and receive and accept the true Dharma. Worldly ways means the little I, me, mine. That up until meeting with the true Dharma, you have clutched, believed in, operated from. Worldly ways or your perspective, this I, me, mine, grasping, clutching mentality. My world, my idea, me, is the hero, the master in the worldly view. That's what we vow to let go of, this perspective. I have met with the genuine. I have no need for the false. If you can receive and accept the genuine, you can no longer hold on to a lie. I will abandon worldly ways and receive and accept the true Dharma. There are those who have come to life, become reborn, hearing true Dharma. In so doing, the great earth and all living beings together attain the great way. But there are many of you who have determined to drop the worldly perspective and to accept and receive the true Dharma. And yet, you wonder why there's no change in your lives. You've come to me and to complain about this. You feel like you're getting nowhere. But really, you have nothing to worry about. Truth is as it is. My own thought, my own feeling, my own experience is not something that you have to be concerned about. You come to me and say, my intention to receive and accept Dharma is strong. I just don't seem to be making any progress. There really is no separate, solid self-identity. No I, me, mine. This is not hidden someplace. You're practicing, but do you receive and accept true Dharma? Perhaps you're not still quite ripe or ready to practice just as you have been instructed. Certainly, you're still an infant, immature. Your practice is still ripening. You're still weak. This experience is quite common. It means that you're not thoroughly abandoning worldly ways. There is this situation, this period, this season when you really may have the intention, but you're still not quite releasing your hold on the self-notion. You still aren't able to let go of self-clinging. But please know that your time will come. Your season of opportunity will arrive. It's just as we chanted. Ultimately, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. That's your reality, so you need not be anxious or worried about your practice. Just stick with it. Winds blow, the moon in the heavens doesn't move an inch. Many winds blow, many kinds of winds, the winds of habit. I want this, I want that. Perhaps the winds of craving will blow up persistently. But if there is no one there to react, to respond to the winds, what could there be to worry about? Everything truly is just as it is, all right. You aren't jerked around or blown around by it all. Winds blow, the moon in the heavens does not move an inch. The roots of great belief, yes. Proper posture. Near the Ganges in northern India, some of you may have walked there. There's a tributary called the River Nairanjana. It flows near Bodh Gaya. This is where the Buddha made his vow, his final vow, to attain enlightenment. He made that great vow under the Bodhi tree, beside the banks of the river. The great Bodhi tree spread its branches expansively over the spot where the Buddha then went to sit. He vowed a diamond, hard, determined vow not to get up until attaining enlightenment. His mind was made up, and his mind was abundantly ripe. There, he attained ultimate enlightenment together with the great earth and all sentient beings. And then, at that time, he could only say, "Wonder of wonders. All beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha wisdom and Buddha virtue. Wonder of wonders." He was moved from the depths of life to say, "Wonder of wonders." True life fell upon itself, one whole. Wonder of wonders. Heaven and earth had indeed become heaven and earth. So he said to us, "All beings, just as they are, just as you are endowed with Buddha nature, with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. There is nothing wrong anywhere." Together with all beings, sentient and not, the grasses, the trees, the great earth, together, as one, I attained enlightenment. For 49 years, the Buddha preached with the deepest grandmotherly kindness. And in the end, he said, "For 49 years, I haven't said a word, not a word of teaching. Nothing added. Everything is just as it is. But a baby is a baby. A baby receives everything, greedily gobbling it up, totally unaware of that receiving, oblivious to the supreme dignity inherent in everything they receive. No matter how carefully their mother cares for the baby, it's not enough. The baby expects it all. If her mother his mother leaves for a minute, she wants her mother back. He wants more and more. The baby can't help but call out for his mother. But the baby grows, is raised up. And this little Buddha child that you are is noble. Don't worry, the baby will grow. It's all perfectly, just as it is, all right. But that certainly doesn't mean that you can be lax, that you can be complacent. Of course, you are never disconnected from the reality of 100,000 kalpas transmigrating the six realms. It's a harsh, strict reality. There are some 6 billion people on the earth at present. The number will probably grow to 7 or 8 billion. Or it's quite possible that we'll wind up blowing this earth up with our mistakes. But no matter what happens, our essential reality is not moved. It does not budge. What you are doing here now is essential. It is necessary to awaken to your reality. Essentially, the true heart is at peace. Everything is all right. That is a given. You will probably be continuing your step on the path. You will be continuing your step on the path. Everyone is on the path to Buddhahood. But you can continue lifetimes of distraction, lifetimes of looking off from this. How many eons have you wandered in ignorance? So now, this is your chance, your opportunity to cleanly, clearly let go of the habit of looking off. Bravely let go of the wandering disposition. How do you do it? Just do this one doing. This one doing. This ichitante. Just only this. You have innumerable examples, models to look to. All the 10,000 things are my teacher. All beings are endowed with Buddha nature, Buddha wisdom, Buddha virtue. Our great teacher has seen into this reality. It's guaranteed. The guarantee is that everything is just fine, good. Look, there is no detached, separate, I, me, mine, blowing its horn anywhere. There is no me, 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 to be irritated and pissed off. Even a little child, not long in this world, even a 1.5-year-old, can hold his palms together before Buddha. A 1.5-year-old can lower her head and say her name if asked. The child, all children, learn by imitation. The child must grow, be nurtured, raised. You're nurtured by this one doing. All things, how noble and brave, how pure, grasping nothing, letting go always, always fresh and new. Always, all things, all beings are pure, unmixed, now, here, holding nothing. Everything in the universe is simply being all that is received. Now, here. Now, here is the crystallization of all that is received, of total interdependence. Isn't everything simply being as it is? Simply being as is. Every single thing. How utterly each and every being is simply being. No matter where, regardless of the wind that blows, no matter what the form, everything is simply doing. Isn't this your own reality? Are you earnestly, sincerely, purely being, just doing? There is nothing else, really. So rest assured and just be one with your practice. Just be your practice. Always watch the posture. It's so basic and necessary. Settle the body through correct posture. Keep the body perfectly straight. There is no bent and twisted I, me, me anywhere. Sitting properly, body and mind are naturally centered in the tanden. It's very carefully explained to us. We have only to obediently follow it, to say yes to it. It's written, your ears and shoulders should be in a straight line, and from the front your nose will be in a direct line with your navel. Place your tongue against the roof of your mouth and keep the teeth and your teeth and your lips closed. See how clear it all is. You don't have to think about it. Your eyes should be slightly open. That's where your gaze naturally falls if your posture is straight. Please do not close the eyes because you happen to be thinking that that makes your sitting easier. Regulate your posture so that you're sitting properly, leaning neither to the left nor to the right, forward nor backward. Sit just as you're shown, just this. When your body posture is correct, breathe in and out deeply. Exhale completely, inhale deeply. Thanks to this initial deep breathing, you will become more settled, more centered. Just sit centered firmly in the tanden. Just keep it up this way. No matter what comes up, neither hold it nor reject it. Isn't all being, all things, all being, doing just exactly this? Just practice this way. It's the way of rebirth. The roots of great belief. Shakyamuni Buddha and the ancient teachers have all gone through just this, pure, unmixed practice dedicated to the great Dharma. Letting go of everything, receiving everything. Please, I pray that you will be faithful to your practice of the true Dharma. Faithful to the universal truth of oneness. There should not be so much as hair's breadth of indecision or hesitation. Just doing only. Your practice may be counting the breath. Good. This is the clearest, most obvious way to practice. Or your practice may be following the breath. Good. If your practice is mudji, good. No matter what practice you are given, just do it. Just keep it up. Shkantaza, good. Just practice as you're shown. Don't grasp. That's second hand. That's not genuine. The worst thing you can do is profess to be doing shkantaza while your practice is actually the attempt to grasp body and mind. Your sitting must be pure and unmixed. Just sit. You are sitting this session now and here. It's not just a quirk that you happen to be here. You got here thanks to 100 million resolutions. You are sitting on countless lifetimes of intention. Please make the vow still again, newly resolve to carry it through. Together with all beings, we attain Buddhahood.